Grandfather, let them go now, please.
And by tomorrow, we should be a public spectacle, a subject for news and idle gossip.
But they won't say anything.
My dear child, of course they will. Put yourself in their place. They're bound to make some sort of a complaint to the authorities, or at the very least, talk to their friends. If I do let them go, Susan, you realize, of course, we must go too.
No, Grandfather, we've had all this...
There's no alternative, child.
I want to stay. But they're both kind people. Why wouldn't you trust them? All you've got to do is ask them to promise to keep our secret and...
It's out of the question.
I won't go, Grandfather. I won't leave the 20th century. I'd rather leave the TARDIS than you.
Now you're being sentimental and childish.
No, I mean it.
Very well. Then you must go with them. I'll open the door.
Are you coming, Susan?
Get back to the ship, child. Hold it.
Next question. Who's coming to take it from me?
Come on! Look at me. No plan, no backup, no weapons worth a damn. Oh, and something else I don't have. Anything to lose. So, if you're sitting up there in your silly little spaceship with all your silly little guns, and you've got any plans on taking the Pandorica tonight, just remember who's standing in your way. Remember every black day I ever stopped you. And then, do the smart thing.
Let somebody else try first.
Doctor. Talking philosophically or geographically?
Philosophically.
Then we're going to lunch. I know a little place that has a wonderful bouillabaisse. Do you like bouillabaisse?
Bouillabaisse, yum yum.
Has been prepared for.
He was the doctor all the time.
travelings throughout the universe, I have battled against evil, against power-mad conspirators. I should stay here. Daleks from Taran's Cybermen. They're still in the nursery compared to us. 10 million years of absolute power. That's what it takes to be really corrupt.
What's happened?
Change, my dear. And it seems not a moment too soon.
She's my mum and I don't love her. What's wrong with me? Why can't I stop hating her?
You love the baby.
I didn't know she was my mum!
Love and hate. A frightening feeling. Especially a trap struggling beneath the surface.
Follow in your Ah, now wasn't that just wonderful? You've been listening to TARDIS Radio with Cherokee Jack. We heard A Madman in a Box, I Am the Doctor, Carmen Suite Number 2, The Impossible Girl, a classic Doctor Who medley, Song for 50, and of course, that grand theme to Doctor Who.
I haven't been listening.
Well, of course not, Torgo. You've probably been singing the music. You'd better go, Torgo. The master wants
you. I'm so sick of it. He always wants me to do this, do that, carry his bag, scratch his back, give him a bath. I'm really getting tired of it all. I need therapy.
Did you say therapy, Torgo? Come on in here, Dr. Hand. Now, I don't want you to be upset, but I've found you a therapist. I've always thought, Torgo, that you had deep-seated emotional issues, and this man can help you.
That's not a man, yes, that's a hand. That's a hand.
Yes, his name is Dr. Hand, Torgo.
Hello, Torgo. Talk to the hand. I don't bite.
I don't have any teeth.
I'm going insane.
Yes, well, we've all known that for a very, very long time.
Over 100 foreign governments, emperors and presidents and prime ministers and kings have sent the most warm messages that we've ever received.
Minutes, it will pass across just south of Townsville, out over the Pacific Ocean.